Joe and Mackenzie. It's Joe and Mackenzie. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. We are Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And I've not really talked about this much on the air, but figure, you know, we pretty much share everything in our lives for the most part. My wife, Lindsay, and I guess we've been struggling for, well, past couple of months, but it's been like probably years that this happens. But we pretty much are, I would say we're pretty much officially divorced.
And, what is going on? You need to break this down.
Well, it's just, you know, in bed at times, we toss and we turn. She'll pull the cover one way. I'll pull the cover another. She wants our dogs, Benny and Paddington, in bed. And I love our dogs. I really do. She thinks I don't. But it's just the fact is, like, I have a hard time sleeping with them. So my wife and I recently, as they're saying, and I guess apparently researchers have found that 12% of married couples are doing this, we've got a sleep divorce. We are sleeping in separate beds.
How long has this been happening?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. Some nights we're in the same bed. Other nights, like, she'll sleep on the couch or the other one. But we've been, like, sleep divorced, I'd say, for, I don't know, past 6 months or a year. It's just, it's so much easier to sleep in a separate bed from someone than to be in the same bed. Would you not agree? I mean, you were married. Was it easier to sleep by yourself or with a partner?
But let me ask you this. On the weekends, is it still, do you still have separate, we sleep separately?
Sometimes it depends, like, because I'll go to bed even early on the weekend and she'll stay up late and watch TV because we have like our main TV in the downstairs and she cuddles with the dogs. So I would say, yeah, we're quote unquote sleep divorced in that aspect of it. Yeah, it's not that we have any ill will towards each other. It's just we like to, I think, get better sleep separately.
Now, whose bed, like, do you bed hop? Like, if you guys are gonna flip some pancakes, are you like, come up to my room? No, come down. Or where?
Oh, I'm not gonna flip pancakes on the couch downstairs. That's gonna be in our bed.
Someone sleeps on the couch downstairs?
And my wife does.
She sleeps on the couch?
It's a comfortable couch.
You don't give her your bed?
No, she's more than welcome to sleep in bed with me, but she chooses to sleep with the puppers downstairs. There's no, I mean, like, I'm just telling you what they're calling it. They're calling it a sleep divorce. 12% of married couples sleep in separate beds, and 31% of married Americans wish they could file for a sleep divorce.
Dude. Like,
I don't think it's that big of a deal. 833-563-2539. If you're in a relationship, even if it's just your boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, whatever your partner might be, anybody else out there like me and my wife, we're, you know, in a sleep divorce. We love each other, but like we sleep separately.
Now, I have a question.
Yo.
Because Mackenzie used to be in a relationship, and did you guys get a sleep divorce?
I feel bad saying this to Joe, but I feel like that's the beginning of the end.
What, you're saying that our sleep divorce might lead to a real divorce?
This is what happened. It started off, I cannot stand, and I know a lot of people snore. But like with our job, sleep is essential when you're getting up at 3 a.m. So it's like I needed my sleep. So that's when it began. I cannot stand the snoring. Like I can't sleep. But then you get used to like sleeping like a starfish. You're by yourself. So then, long story short, I had my room upstairs. He had his room downstairs, and it never went back. And this is the thing, and a lot of people are living like this, whatever, you do you. But I didn't want to be a roommate. I wanted to be in a relationship and a like.
Well, she's still my wife. It's just we may not sleep in the same bed.
Your wife is sleeping downstairs on the couch every
sometimes,
night.
Sometimes, like last night, she slept in bed with me.
What does your therapist say about this?
I don't know. I'm actually seeing Julie today. So, but
her,
just myself, though.
I understand the importance of sleep. You know I do. But just in my situation, I wouldn't say it's a great thing.
For this research right here, it said for straight couples, men are more likely to have certain sleep disorders such as sleep apnea. I barely have that, but I do. I have a CPAP machine. Or snoring, while women are more vulnerable to insomnia. So it makes sense that each partner suffers from something that you separate, quote unquote, sleep divorce, so that you'll be okay.
I think what I have gathered is you lose those. And it was my fault. I was the one I couldn't sleep, so I didn't want. But you lose that intimacy of those, like, cuddles, of those night-night talks, of that.
Who does that? We don't do that.
You guys don't talk, like, cuddle up when you're, like, laying next to each other?
When I was dating her.
Like, since you've been married?
No, you think, I don't big spoon my wife.
But you don't cuddle? You never have, like, a snuggle sesh?
People don't do that when you're married.
Yes, you like, do.
You never do it. Like, it's obvious, like, maybe not every single night, but you never cuddle.
No. Or you don't have, like, conversations, like, just, like, face-to-face in bed.
No, I'm not pork chopping hostage boy. I don't do that kind of stuff. Kristen, you're on Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. What do you want to say, Kristen?
My parents, for the majority of their marriage, slept in different... They had different rooms completely. When we moved into the house that we finally got when I was little, my dad had a room and my mom had a room. And because my dad was such a light sleeper that if she, you know, even a slight movement or if she coughed, he would wake up. So they just started sleeping in separate rooms.
So they were married, but they had, like me and my wife have, a sleep divorce. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they slept together, I mean, you know, in the same bed for the first couple of years, but then after time, it was just too much on my dad, and so my mom just started sleeping in another room.
See, I think...
But it's normal. It happens.
Okay, see, Kristen, I'm
no
glad
worries,
you called in.
Joe.
Okay, thank you. Because I think everybody else is concerned here. Are you guys really that concerned?
You're like, you know, and you're really... amazing and transparent with struggles. I'm just saying, just get it. You guys should share once in a while, I would say, from my experience. And a lot of people aren't married and they'll be married forever, but they don't have intimacy and they are basically roommates. And that's fine. If they want that's what their marriage to look like, that is what their marriage will look like.
And I had an ex whose grandparents absolutely hated each other. Like, they hated each other. They did not like each other. And they slept in separate rooms for his entire life, and he's 22. So
yeah.
His entire life, they've always slept in separate rooms, and they absolutely hate each other.
And I have family members that, it's the same thing. She sleeps upstairs, he sleeps downstairs, and then when they have company and they have to sleep in the same bed, they like, ugh.
Not
like
again.
The guest room, they have to loan out
to
the guests.
Dang it. All right, well, hey, I appreciate it. I just wanted to share with her once again, if you're tuning in to Joe McKenzie, my wife and I are sleep divorced.
I feel like the wifey should get the bed, though. Joe, you should be taking the couch.
I'll take that under advisement. Thank you so much, Mackenzie.
He's not going to do it.